Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Planet FM 104.6. It's a third and footlong show giving you your weekly intake of all things NFL and college football. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
Good evening, DT.
Good evening, Darren.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Excellent. How has your week been?
It's been good. We were on a show together, so we saw each other every day, pretty much.
That's right. From Tuesday through to Saturday.
I know. I just skipped Sunday.
That's right. It was couch day yesterday.
Couch day.
College football case. So have you finished moving house?
No. No.
Well, have you got half your stuff in one place?
Yes.
Have you really?
Yes.
Oh, I was joking.
No.
I genuinely thought you'd actually completely moved out and you just were disorganized, as in like you hadn't had a chance to unpack, not disorganize. That's the wrong word.
Oh, no, I am also disorganized. It's actually just multiple things going on at once.
Oh, cool. So when's the anticipated full move out?
31st of this Friday.
Oh, excellent. And are you ready for it?
I am ready for it.
No one else in the family is ready for it.
Well, my stuff's already been moved.
So you're organised. Are you? Is this your way of sort of flexing and saying, I'm organised?
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the family's not organised?
Yes. That's exactly it.
Excellent. And did you enjoy the show?
I did enjoy the show. Did you enjoy the show?
I loved the show. It was like really good crowds every night.
I also enjoyed wearing a Britney Spears mic.
Oh, yeah, I loved that. That was great, wasn't it?
It was fun.
I enjoyed that. It's the second time I've done that.
The Britney Spears mic?
Yes. That's... Which I'm surprised I haven't done it more, considering, but that's... I'm usually the handheld mic guy, but that's the second time I've done the Britney Spears mic, and it's very nice.
Yeah, it's much easier.
I felt like I was just going out to give a TED Talk or something like that.
Well, pretty much your character was a TED Talk.
That's a bit harsh.
It's a walking TED Talk, was it? We keep getting called up for that teacher strike as well, isn't it?
I know.
With our characters, and I was really uncomfortable.
Our characters were getting the whole teacher strike hatred thing, and it was nothing to do with either of us.
I know, it was terrible. And then I just was like, my character would agree with this, but I really don't. Please don't think I agree with this.
I do.
You agree with it?
I do, yeah,
100%. I don't agree with what was said to my character.
I'm like, no, if that was my character and me, I totally agreed with it, but that's controversial and not in keeping with the show.
Oh, my gosh.
But then the good thing is no one else who didn't come and watch the show has any idea what me and you are talking about at all.
No, so that's
correct.
Great.
So what can we expect on today's show? We've got food poll from guest pollster Corin Healy. We've got news of the week. We've got NFL. Poor. Lots of blowouts, wasn't there?
Yes.
Going to be hard to make some of those games sound interesting, so we're going to have to give some real perspective on things. We've got college football.
Do we not normally give real perspective?
I think we're going to have
to drag
that.
There was bloody side-eye at me, like, what was that? Jeez. You said I threw shade. You just fully threw shade over this whole show. It was a lot.
We've got college football. And then DT is going to run us through some trades, and I'm going to pretend that I know what I'm talking about by telling you which teams I think need to trade for someone. So, should we go into some food polling?
I know, I think you should bring me home baking next time for the shade you threw at me.
That was unintentional shade. So, yes, the food poll was a guest pollster, Corin Healy. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Corin, and I'm very sorry, but I buggered it up this week.
Oh, you did?
I did. I was meant to add the multiple option pick.
I have to say, when you sent me through the list, and I actually texted you this, and I said, why is Spotted Dick on the list? Because that's a pudding, not a home bake.
But it's a home make.
No, but I feel like there's other
You're
puddings.
You're so kind of like...
Because I feel we could have done a pudding ranking.
Would you like to do a pudding ranking?
A pud. I think puddings are very important.
Pick your pud.
Pick your pud. Pudding pud.
Puddings are quite an English thing though, right?
But they're delicious.
They are delicious.
So are you an English person who doesn't like pudding?
No, although I do prefer like apple pie.
Oh, okay. That's a very American pudding.
I know, but we're an American show.
Yeah, no, I'm still going in for sticky date pudding.
So we didn't get as many votes as we normally do because everyone likes to vote multiple, and this week everyone could only vote one.
Did everyone vote other on you?
Well, yes, someone, Craig Westenberg, actually put, I'm voting other purely because it annoys Darren Lee so much, and he talks about it all the time.
Beautiful.
Which four people laughed at, which I thought was targeting.
It is targeting.
Emma was like, I haven't seen this in ages, but today I saw it at the Uxbridge Art Centre. I'm like, well, thanks for sharing this. They have a coffee and walnut cake. Well, just gross on the coffee part.
Are you not a coffee and food person?
Coffee and anything person. Are you a coffee and walnut person?
I actually don't think I've ever eaten a coffee and walnut cake.
Analia said, love Oreo balls. If they ain't at the function, I ain't coming.
What are Oreo balls?
It's like crushed up Oreo.
In a ball?
In a ball of like milk chocolate. It is nice.
Oh,
it
so like the nice. Dunked Oreos.
Yeah, kind of effectively, yes, but crushed Oreo. So I just put, well, well done, limiting your social circle to the Oreo Ball Lovers Club only. To which I got, hell yeah, and if I don't like it, they will not be my friend. I have no place for Oreo Ball haters.
I wasn't actually sure what an Oreo ball was until this conversation.
There you go.
So I'm happy to eat one, unless it's white chocolate, then I'm out.
Corin said, possibly the best poll ever seen. Maybe, given that he put
until
it
he
together.
Thanks of another poll.
Until someone turned up and went, well, where is the brownie?
Actually, yeah, where is the brownie on their list?
Well, I just then, the person who said, where's the brownie, I just then pushed it back and went, oh, please talk to Corin Healy. I didn't do the list.
What
so I completely
wait.
Disowned it on behalf of the third and footlong show.
You should have had a brownie, because Brownie the Elf, because we're a Browns football
I know, but brownies are also disgusting.
Too you don't much, like brownies?
Nah, too much chocolate.
Hey,
I'm a, I just nah.
What?
It's just too sort of like stodgy.
Say there's too much tea in your tea. Like it's, what?
Yeah, nah. It's, I don't like brownies.
What about a blondie?
I like blondie wine.
No, I like the American thing. It's like a caramel brownie almost.
Macomb for Melbourne, Chelsea buns and custard twists. Interesting.
Custard twists are hard.
Where's the brownie with Sophia? Where's the brownie?
Brownies are so difficult to make.
So I pushed it back to Corin. I said about that. But the results, it was very close. Everyone, it's one of those where there was probably too much choice. So there was probably about 14 choices. Muffins received nothing. Banana cake, nothing. Fair. You'll be pleased. Spotted dick, nothing.
It's a strange thing to have on the
Pavlova, I'll be pleased, nothing.
I like pavlova.
Meringue, garbage. Then 5% of the vote, Anzac biscuits, ginger crunch, apple pie, bread pudding.
Yeah.
Bread pudding, that's the way. 10% was other, cookies, Oreo balls, scones. Kira will be happy about that. And lolly cake. Lolly cake, no.
Yes.
And then we had two winners that at the top. Your vote took it to the top. Afghan biscuits.
Afghans are delicious.
Afghan biscuits.
I also was unaware that they were a New Zealand thing until I travelled overseas and tried to find an Afghan biscuit.
They're not there.
Like, what are these things?
A caramel slice, also 15%.
No, thank you. That's a no from me.
The other thing that people don't understand in New Zealand is that lemon, lime and bitters is not a global thing.
I know, and it's a delicious drink too.
It's literally only in about four countries. My brother came over from the UK.
Mm.
He's like, what is this wizardry that you are presenting to me?
It's tasty. It's a very refreshing drink.
It is. It is on the at the right time. You can also do them with vodka, which is great as well.
Yes.
But yeah, I think it's here, America, Canada, and one other country.
No, it's not in Canada, because a Canadian came down here and was obsessed with them.
Ah, there's only four countries or something in the world that do lemon
Australia
lime
definitely
bitters.
Do it as
yeah,
well.
Australia, yeah. There's the one, not Canada. The other thing my brother was obsessed about when he came here, L&P.
Oh, yeah.
Are you a yes or a no?
If it's presented to me, I drink it. Like, it doesn't do anything to harm me as a person. So that's a no from you.
Massive no from me. Hate L&P.
It just kind of tastes like flat lemonade.
It's just awful lemonade. Yeah, that's what it is.
It doesn't, like, I don't know.
Sorry, L&P, if you were looking to sponsor the Third and Footlong Show.
It would be Coca-Cola.
No, Red Bull.
No, I mean Coca-Cola owns L&P.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I thought you meant you were going to get Coca-Cola to sponsor. I was like, yeah, that'll do. After that, no one's going to sponsor us.
No, it was just terribly dumped on lots of Kiwi things.
That's right.
No to pavlova, no to lolly cake. Yes to Afghans or nah? Too chocolatey for you.
Too chocolatey for me.
Are they too chocolatey, or they have the walnut on them and you're just insulted by the walnut on top?
I like walnut whip.
We have talked about walnut whips.
I prefer Anzac biscuits to Afghans.
That's fair. Wait, are you a crunchy or a chewy Anzac biscuit?
Oh, chewy.
Oh, good.
Yeah, chewy.
I wasn't going to get on board with you.
I'm not on board with caramel slice. That's not my thing.
Oh, no, I can't. No. Nah, it's nasty.
It's not the worst. Ginger crunch is worse.
I love ginger crunch. I also like ginger nuts.
Bread pudding was my vote, by the way.
Okay. So. With raisins or without raisins?
Oh, with.
Yeah, okay.
With. It's like
I find it weird when
raisins.
People do. It makes me feel like a hedgehog if people do bread and butter pudding with, like, no raisins, because then it's just milk and bread and, yeah.
And nothing. That's right.
Yeah, I'm not a hedgehog.
So do you want to get into some news? So there's the food poll for this week. I promise I will do a better job this week.
Are you going to pick a pudding?
I did a bread pudding. Oh,
no, pick a pudding.
Do you want to, but then is bread pudding back in?
Well, yeah, it's a pudding.
Is what I'm going to get you to send me the list this week.
A pudding.
Because you find my selection sometimes too controversial.
No, I just thought it was strange. Having, you didn't even say that. You said the spotted dick wasn't your selection. You completely threw Corin under the bus.
I did. It was because it was his selection. And you're going to put it back in this week, aren't you?
Yes, well, it's a pudding.
Okay.
Do you not think spotted dick's a pudding?
Well, it depends what you mean on the technical version of pudding. I think anything that's on the dessert menu.
If you can get it at a pub,
menu.
It's a pudding.
Oh, okay. So is a pint of Guinness a pudding?
Some people would consider that a pudding.
Are you on the Guinness, yes or no?
Yeah, I drink Guinness. I don't drink it often, but I do drink it. Why are you staring at me so angrily? Also,
I'm not. I'm just in like...
Could you just stop, like, insulting countries' places? You insulted all of New Zealand stuff, and now you're going for Ireland? Like, what's happening?
It's just me, Austria, and America. That's all it is.
Austria? What? Austria?
Red Bull.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's just you, Austria.
And America. It's just me, my Red Bull, my apple pie, and that's it.
Oh, my. Okay.
Anyway.
Austria. There's some great things that have come from Austria, Darren.
There's some bad things that have come from Austria.
I know.
As well.
Austria.
Let's go.
Actually,
let's
a very
leave.
Beautiful country.
It is.
Okay.
Right, this week's news. Do you want to go to bed news?
Yeah. Do you have anything on Austria?
I have nothing on Austria.
Okay.
I am not aware that they play college football.
They do play football because they've had a few international pathway
they
players.
They do play. Are you saying football as in football or as in football?
As in American football, what the show's about.
Okay.
No, they had the international pathway player... running back, I think he went to the Jets. Yeah, and he was quite good.
Nice, Austria.
Thank you.
Facts, thank you.
It's okay.
Kick off the news this week, controversy in college football.
Oh my gosh, Darren wants to talk about controversy.
I do want to talk about controversy. I want to talk about referee Ken Williamson.
Oh, is he going to be fired now?
Has
too?
Been suspended for the remainder of the 2025 season following controversial officiating during the Georgia versus Auburn game on October the 11th.
So he had a few calls. It wasn't like just one.
No, it was quite a few. There was a fumble call. There was like a hell of a lot of calls. I was reading some as earlier, and there was a lot to be discussed. About that. There was a fumble call. There was like, it was just multiple stuff going on. And people looked into it and just went, no, this is not good.
So, other news?
And this is bad. It's a bad look for American sport because it comes on the same week
as the NBA.
NBA suspensions and arrests and stuff like that. And there's a lot of sport commentators in America. Have been talking for many years, I'll say many, 2 or 3 years, about the fact that all of these sports have got into bed with betting companies, and now we're starting to see this.
Yeah.
And it happened a lot with cricket in the 90s, and
I
now you're starting to see that it's... Yeah, so this was a fumble. There was lengthy reviews that then you could see on the film, apparently... and then it was just not overturned and stuff like that. So it'll be interesting to see where that goes. Second big news actually happened today. And I was
Brian Kelly.
Personally emailed.
Brian Kelly fired.
Yes.
Also did want to say some sad news about Nick Mangold, the Jets centre who passed away, unfortunately, today at 41 years old from chronic kidney disease.
Yes, that is pretty sad. Mm. So I actually had an email, because I am
an LSU
sort of subscriber, and it was headlined, Change in Football Program Leadership. Dear LSU community, today we have decided to separate with head football coach Brian Kelly, effective immediately. Which doesn't surprise me because they're on a bye week this week.
Imagine if you ended a relationship like that. Hi, I've chosen to break up with you, effective immediately.
It is probably the way most relationships go, right? Maybe that should be put there for any level of confusion.
Just, yeah.
So obviously it's Sunday night over there. This was sent at 2:40 this afternoon, New Zealand time.
Mm-hmm.
We informed the team this evening, and a few minutes ago we announced these changes publicly. Terms of the separation are still being negotiated. Rumours are, this is not in the email now, $54 million payout.
Mm. Impressive.
Not bad, is it?
No, not at all.
I wish I could be that $54 million and be paid $54 million. But apparently the way his contract's written is if he does get another coaching job, the settlement gets reduced by the amount of whatever he gets paid.
Which is similar to the NFL head coaching contract.
But he's about 64, 65. It kind of feels a bit Saban, maybe a bit past it. NIL and all that is not his era anymore. Mm. I don't expect... And I've seen him a few times. I mean, obviously I know him fairly well because he's the LSU coach. He's not exactly charismatic for TV.
Oh, not at all. He was actually, I don't know if you ever ended up watching that SEC documentary. He was terrible in it.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely terrible.
At least Saban's relatively charismatic on TV.
Yeah, which surprises me.
But, Brian Kelly fired from LSU. I think that's LSU going, well, the season's over.
Yeah.
It was interesting. I was watching some stuff last night and he said, I left Notre Dame to go to LSU to win a championship. And whilst at LSU, had Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
Malik Nabers, mm-hmm. Brian Thomas Jr., and there was someone else as well. And I'm like, and you didn't win a national championship with those players? What made you think you were going to win a national championship with these players?
I don't know.
So I'm pleased. I thought it should have probably happened the end of last year, but that's it. New Zealand contact football season starts this week.
I know, it's very exciting.
October 31st, our old friend Shiraz did text me earlier. Apparently the men's games start at 4 p.m.
Oh, that's quite late.
I thought that. Unless I read the text
wrong.
Oh, wait,
wrong. October 31st, that's a Friday.
Yeah, I know, so maybe there's a Friday night game. Let's just have a look. Let's get the text message. The men's games are actually at 4 p.m.
On Friday?
This weekend, Tamaki Lightning played the Giants. Yeah, so unless they just call that the start of the season, then the game start on the Saturday, I don't know. So I'm just waiting for a bit of more info to come through on that, and then we'll report back. But, yes, contact football's back. Are you going? Are you going to go watch?
Yes. Are you going to go and watch? I'm not playing.
I'm definitely going to go watch.
I think both of us are too broke.
I got told, are you kidding, that you are even considering playing? And then today in the NFL, Cam Scarborough.
Yeah, it was horrific. Similar to Fred Warner.
Terrible, yeah.
Yeah.
There's been three pretty bad injuries. Barkley's injured as well.
Yeah, groin.
Ripped his groin or his hamstring or something
groin.
Like that.
Groin. He reckons he'll play next week, though. So.
He blazed today.
Yes.
Just blazed. Scarborough just coming down heavy, right? Just being dragged and... weight and...
Hip drop tackle for the win.
And then...
Yep, wrong way.
Wrong way. Not meant to be that way,
no.
So...
Still not as bad as Dak Prescott. I don't know why they left it. You know when Ruben went and happened to Dak Prescott? Yeah. I don't know why they left the camera on him for so long as he was trying to put it back in place himself, because that was not pleasant to watch for anyone.
The worst ever injury I saw was Joe Theismann.
Smith's was pretty bad too.
Yeah, the old Washington, now Commanders.
Worst hit I've ever seen is still that Pro Bowl hit... that Sean from Commanders hit on that punter.
Oh, yeah.
And the punter went back like 2 metres. It was terrible.
Joe Theismann's knee actually went backwards.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Alex Smith was disgusting
too. Yeah, that was bad. He nearly lost his leg over that as well, didn't he? Do you want to do some NFL?
Yeah, can we maybe be more positive?
Yeah.
Let's discuss injuries that are gross.
I'm doing positive. Brian Kelly got fired. I'm incredibly positive.
That's so nice.
New Zealand contract football season started. Should we just get ahead of this?
How many other people are we firing today, Darren?
I'm not firing anyone. Well, maybe two. but I am going to end the careers of about five. It's not firing. I'm just going to end careers for them.
Mm-hmm.
Six teams on bye week this week.
Yes.
That's the most we've had.
It's a good week for a bye week, though, halfway through the season.
Arizona, Detroit, Jacksonville, the Raiders, the Rams, and the Seahawks.
So we're starting with NFL?
Do it.
Doing it.
The wheel hated us last week. It gave us the worst games.
Well, I know you're going to be happy because you've already declared this quarterback done and career over. It's Colts versus Titans of Cam Ward.
Yes.
I don't know why you think that, but you do.
I do think that. I think Cam Ward is quite possibly the worst quarterback in the NFL.
How sad.
It is.
Justin Fields is still playing.
Yeah, and Justin Fields played very well today. But we'll get on to that. So, no surprises in this game, eh?
No. It was... I don't have many notes on it for the pure fact that it's 38-14. Colts won. They just were better. There's really no, like, you were the better team. You went out and destroyed them. Good job.
They were the biggest favourites of the week at 14.5 points. It was 1-6 playing 6-1, which is now 7-1 playing 1-7.
Michael Pittman's catch was beautiful.
Oh, wasn't it?
So good.
Wasn't it? First time starting 7-1 since 2009 for the Colts. Mm.
And now Jonathan Taylor for MVP is what everyone's chanting.
Yes, he cut loose with over 100 yards. He is now one rushing touchdown behind Edgerrin James.
Hmm.
So the other notes I add is that Cam Ward, 8 consecutive game with a turnover. That puts him about 4-3 all time. The leader is 12.
Is that Peyton Manning? Because he had a terrible year this year.
Do you want to know what's weird? Is the winner, the one who's leading the all-time games with a turnover, was also playing in this game.
Oh, Daniel Jones. Yep.
So there you go. So this is, what else did I have? Indy's most points per game in the NFL and the third most total points through 7 games in Indianapolis Colts history. The Titans have the least points per game of any team in the NFL.
Okay. Well, I think we should take a moment and talk about our team, the Browns. This is the Patriots with an unfortunate loss, and Myles Garrett spiking his helmet on the sideline in the fourth quarter after having 5 sacks in a game.
Myles Garrett was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the stats of this game, there's not a lot in it. Patriots started as 7-point favourites, 5 sacks in a game. Most teams, virtually every team doesn't get that in a match.
I know, 5 sacks by him. He did really well. Unfortunately, also our good rookie linebacker, Swissinger, most likely out for 6 to 8 weeks with a high ankle sprain.
Yeah.
So, things just getting better for us.
Patriots, also their best 7 game start since the final season of the Tom Brady era of 2019.
Well, Drake May's playing really, really well.
Drake May had a 91.3 completion rate last week.
Mm.
That is the Browns' 12th straight road loss.
Oh, man, it's hard being a Browns fan.
Yeah, and I'm glad that I'm only a fan by show and not by
We also lost
reality.
Our running back, Jenkins. Do you reckon, well, Shadur's now injured, so I'm not even sure if you can swap to him. I don't even know if that would make it better at this point.
No.
I don't think anything will. We have 2 very good tight ends who played very well on National Tight End Day, so good on them.
That's right.
So yay for us. We have some good tight ends on National Tight End Day.
But there was a lot of this guy. I mean, the Browns really are being held together by defense. How is Kevin Stefanski not under more pressure?
Because the owner took complete folly for the Deshaun Watson trade.
Yeah.
So he's got probably another year of leeway. I don't think he'll be fired at the end of the year. He could be traded, though, interestingly enough. I think that's a possibility.
Yeah.
Which would be cool.
I was going to take him. I got the wrong game. There was a mile of difference in this game, by the way. 422 total yards for the Patriots.
It was like 200 yards, yeah.
Only 12 first downs, 2 of 11 on third down. Ugh. Just everything, yeah. And only 23 minutes of possession.
Shall we spin to get away?
It's going to bring a good game next. I'm feeling the wheel.
I don't think you'd like the wheel.
Come on, wheel.
The wheel didn't feel you, though.
Let's pick the Buccaneers versus the Saints, hasn't it?
It actually has, yes.
It's like the worst game of the day.
The wheel doesn't feel you.
No, the wheel is not feeling me. It's the worst game of the day. I mean, no. You'll be happy.
I know the Bucs won. The offense was not fantastic at all, but the defense won them the game, forcing 4 turnovers.
Yes, and that was the whole difference. I think this was the game where there was hardly any difference. Baker Mayfield, 8 yards passing in the first quarter, 50 by halftime.
The Saints D is coming to play, but yeah, their offense isn't, which is weird because they actually have some good offensive skill players when you look at their roster. So it's really just the quarterback and the O-line that are not really kind of playing their part. Did you think the quarterback change was needed? Do you think it actually helped?
Well, no, because he threw an interception within about 3 throws.
And they pretty much ended up with the same stats.
Yeah. I mean, Rattler, I think, has held it together as well as he can do.
Mm.
Alvin Kamara, 600th reception as a running back.
Yeah. That he's been a good running back for them.
That's the fourth. He's the fourth running back in NFL history to do that. It was all about Tampa Bay defense.
Yes.
The Saints were terrible. But I thought the Buccaneers were terrible as well.
Yeah, it's just the Bucs defense. Also got 5 sacks on them.
Yeah, I really did not see anything great in that game.
I know, but those division games for the NFC South normally aren't that great to watch.
No.
Shall we spin?
Let's go.
Oh, good. Speaking about the NFC South, bit of a slap in the face for Panthers fans out there.
Yeah, well, here's your first one. The Andy Dalton era is over.
I didn't actually know there was an era.
Over.
Like, I truly didn't. I didn't even know there was talk of this era.
I can give you some inside information, right? Not inside information.
I was very confused what inside information you had on the Panthers organization.
So, I went to the first game of the season.
Yes,
Jacksonville versus Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the Carolina Panther fans were shouting for Andy Dalton to be put into the game because of the way Bryce Young started. If you look at the last 3 to 4 weeks, this game ends completely differently if Bryce Young plays today. Andy Dalton had no movement.
No.
Just
did you see him
barely
when he fumbled? When he fumbled. Oh. It was terrible. Also, Bryce Young, must be very happy because Andy Dalton just paid his way into probably the 5th-year option pick.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, how this was only a 7.5 point. But if you look at the stats, Josh Allen did nothing.
No, it was James Cook. It was all James Cook. 245 yards, the Bills' run game ended up, and James Cook had over 200 of them.
And do you know that is the most in a game for the Bills since 1976?
That I would have thought, because O.J. Simpson.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Yep. 1976, O.J. Simpson.
Marshawn Lynch got drafted by the Bills, which people always forget. So did he never?
No. Josh Allen ran 2 TDs, but he only ran 7 total yards for the game. He only threw about 150.
Bills defense also 2 fumbles, 1 interception, and 7 sacks.
Yes.
That's really going to kill anyone who's playing.
Well, I don't think they get those 7 sacks if Bryce Young's playing, because I think Bryce Young has gotten more mobility. Mm. I think.
Were you surprised the Panthers' run game was held in check by the Bills defense, who haven't really been that well?
I tell you what I was more surprised in, by the disastrous last play of the half.
Was this the AJ Epinesa thing?
This is when Dalton had the ball. I think it was like about 16-3 or something like that.
Mm.
And Dalton had the ball. It was 3rd down. And he allowed himself to get sacked when they had no timeouts.
Oh, yes, that was
terrible.
They
ran the field kicking team on and he had so little time. And he just hoofed it into the crowd.
And the Bills didn't even really rush.
No.
They just were like, what?
So Josh Allen had never lost off a bye and had never lost 3 in a row, and that continues. The one shining thing for the Carolina Panthers is Ted Aroa McMillan, 99 yards off 7 receptions. Yep. He is the real deal.
Yes, he's been.
He's a real deal. If Bryce is back next week, it's going to be interesting to see. That was a horrible loss.
It was really bad.
Horrible loss.
super bad.
Do you want to spin?
Am I spinning?
Yeah.
Or do you want to hear some trades?
And then do you want to go back to some spinning
after
some
trades? Yeah, that's what I
thought. Go on then.
Okay, first up, I have 16, so you can just say yay or nay quickly.
Let's go.
That sound good.
Do I think these are going to happen?
No, do you think you'd do them?
Okay. Oh, these are your, what you would trade?
No, these are not even what I would trade. This is just things I think
may happen or would be
interesting.
Okay.
Bengals and Philly do a trade, AJ Brown and a fourth round pick for Trey Hendrickson.
Nah.
Nope.
No.
Would you do that?
No, I wouldn't, because I don't think that Bengals can afford to spend any more money on offense. I mean, look what happened today.
But AJ Brown T. Higgins and Jamar Chase.
I think AJ Brown's leaving. AJ Brown's leaving.
It'd be so insane.
There's no one to throw to them. I mean, Flacco's all right, but
wouldn't it be insane?
But it would, because then the Bengals would have to score 50 a game to win.
I don't think this should happen. I just think it'd be funny and it'd be so Bengalese to happen.
It would be so Bengalese to happen. Do you know, since 2024, the Bengals have lost 5 games when scoring more than 33 points?
Yeah, because their defense is terrible, which is why I said they went to the team.
They won't let Hendrickson go.
Dolphins Philly trade Jalen Phillips for a second round pick.
I think it could happen. I think that the Miami win today obviously has slowed things down in Miami.
Either that or Jalen Phillips, the Cowboys, same thing, second round pick.
Well, the Cowboys need someone, right?
They need lots of
things.
They
need lots of things.
They feature heavily on this list.
Yes.
Because they need so many. Because they played pretty good on offense against the Broncos, but their defense was just terrible.
They got torched.
So there's quite a few Cowboys.
There's
wins.
Possibility that they're going to trade that guy, yes.
Seahawks, Cowboys trade Tyreek Woolen for a fifth or conditional fourth round pick.
There's a chance that could happen, yeah.
Would you do it though?
For a fifth, why not? A fifth's not a lot.
Because Tyreek Willen's been pretty much healthy scratch. He hasn't played much.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Patriots Raiders trade Jacoby Myers back with McDaniels.
Yeah.
For a fourth, third round conditional pick.
You look at the Patriots, and I don't think they actually need a lot.
No, I don't.
So I think Patriots are going to go for AJ Brown.
I don't see Philly doing that for some reason.
I could see the Patriots taking AJ Brown out of conference.
Yeah.
Mike Vrabel, he'd keep him under control.
Hmm.
I think AJ Brown, Patriots is
back
a definite.
Back to the Titans? I don't know if AJ Brown would be pleased with that.
Well, I don't know. The Patriots are going to win that division this year, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Ravens, Jaguars trade Mark Andrews for a fifth conditional fourth round pick, because Jaguars, Titans, they're down to like their third stringer.
Yeah, and they lost Evan Engram.
Mm.
To Denver. There's Mark Andrews, though. What is he, 48? He's about 106 years old, isn't he? How old is he?
He's 28 years old.
Is that all?
Yeah.
God, it feels like he's been there forever.
No, he came in the same year as Lamar.
Oh, wow. Yeah. He's younger than what I thought. Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think he's ever going to get over that drop last year, right?
No.
I don't think
I just
Ravens
think
fans
are desperate
ever going to get over.
End.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's probably one of the best out there. And I think, like when, and I know it was for different reasons, when the Ravens moved on from the kicker. What was his name?
Justin Tucker.
Tucker, yeah. It's time. Sometimes you just have to turn people over, yeah. Right? You just have to let them go. And I think Mark Andrews has been a great servant for Baltimore, but it probably won't be a bad time for him and them to go, actually.
Ravens or Cowboys, either one, trade with the Titans for Arden Key. Edge rusher.
Yeah, the Ravens, D is not great.
No, I think that you would only do that if you thought they were going to go anywhere, and they hardly ever sing, that's why I also said Cowboys.
I think that win today was crucial for the Ravens. I think they're still in. Yeah. They could win 9 and still go to the playoffs.
Especially with
seven.
The Steelers losing today.
Yeah. Well, they could still go.
Browns could also come. The Browns could come running, Darren.
Well,
we could come running.
Maybe.
I think if we had a running back, we could come running, but we'll see.
I think they need a quarterback as well.
I know, but if our running back's out, I think we're really done.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Jets 49ers, Quincy Williams for second round pick.
Yeah.
Bengals, Cowboys, Logan Wilson for fifth round pick.
Bengals, Cowboys.
Logan Wilson has
Everyone's
asked for a trade.
Everyone's going to the Cowboys.
I told you, the Cowboys
Everyone's
have been heavily featured. Mainly because I put them in the playoffs.
Bengals. Can they really afford to lose anyone?
Logan Wilson has asked and is really not.
I think Zach Taylor's pretty close to being on the hot seat at the Bengals.
That's super hot.
Yeah.
He'll play out his contract seat. They always do.
Yeah.
Saints Broncos, Olave for a fifth conditional or fourth round pick.
I think he's too injury prone. I don't think, even though Sean Payton signs everybody from the Saints, Olave, I don't think is the one. Be interesting if they win for AJ Brown. But then he's too problematic. Sean Payton doesn't do problematic.
No. Raiders Lions, Tyree Wilson for a fourth round pick.
Raiders Lions.
Tyree Wilson is the edge rusher for the first round pick from a couple years ago.
Very nice.
Or Lions trade for Jalen Phillips for second round pick.
Yeah. The Lions, they're going to be there, aren't they? So, yeah, it's a possibility.
Philly Jets, Michael Carter II for a third round pick.
God, you're going for random, aren't you? Michael
Carter. Sorry.
You're going for random stuff.
Michael Carter, the second, is a good quarterback.
He is.
And Philly needs a third quarterback.
They do.
So.
But do they?
Yes, they do.
Do they?
They really do.
Jalen Hurts is just so good.
No, cornerback.
Cornerback, sorry. I was going to say he's a good quarterback. I was like,
no,
I didn't
quarterback.
Realize he's quarterback.
No.
They
really need a third
they
quarterback.
Do. They do. They haven't got
and
one.
And he's a pretty good one, Michael Carter. For
Denver
the Jets.
Have got about 90 if they want one.
Okay. Titans, Falcons, Roger McCreary for a fifth round pick and a sixth round swap. Roger McCreary, also defensive back.
Yeah. From what, sorry?
Titans.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, gone.
they've got nothing right.
Bears, Raiders, Braxton Jones for Tyree Wilson, just a player swap.
You've been doing a lot of research here, haven't you?
Yes. Did you not want me to?
I did.
Next time I'll come with more.
Nothing. You just come with what I came with. Nothing. It's just a load of teams that I said, these guys are going to go and get one of these.
Braxton Jones for Tyree Wilson. Braxton Jones is the tackle that has not.
Really played.
No.
Why not? Oh, he's probably good for both, right?
Final one. Bengals Rams came Taylor Britt for a fifth rounder.
Yeah.
Yep.
Why not?
Okay. So we're just happy with all those trades.
I thought most of them were doable, right? And
I didn't do any like massive shocking ones because
I don't think there's going to be massive. I mean,
no.
If I go through teams just very quickly before we get back into a couple of NFL games, the Vikings have really got to make a decision at quarterback.
Oh,
like, Carson Wentz
is
like
so awkward. Done.
And then when Wentz doesn't play, JJ McCarthy doesn't play, and they put in
it's so uncomfortable.
That's Vikings considering
it's
where
the
they
most
were.
Most uncomfortable situation. The whole NFL.
Who would have thought that someone letting go of Sam Darnold would prove to be disastrous? Atlanta, they've got quarterback issues. Let's have a look. The 49ers need to literally buy everyone.
They just go and get injured. That's the thing. Do you actually want to go to the 49ers at this point? Because it feels like a curse almost.
How long do you think Kyle Shanahan has been at 49ers? Has he been there about 7 years?
2017, isn't it?
Do you know since he has taken over the coach, they have lost 2,300 games to injury? As in player play time.
Yeah.
2,300.
So something's very wrong there, strength and conditioning.
So if you
department.
Say that's 8 years, and it's only just started to be 17 games a season, so that's about 126 games, 130 games.
Yeah.
They've lost 2,300 games. That's nearly 20 games per game every week.
Yep.
Lost to injury. That's absolutely insane.
So something's very wrong with their strength and conditioning.
There is. Obviously, the Giants now need a Scaraboo replacement. I'm just having a look through here what anyone would need, what I think. The Browns, we know what the Browns need. The Saints are the same. The Buccaneers could do a trade-in for a wide receiver. They keep losing wide receivers every 2 minutes.
Shocking.
The Cowboys need defense. That's about
AJ Brown to the Bucks. That would be fun.
That would be wild.
That would be spicy.
Could you imagine him and Baker?
Oh, so spicy. I'd love it.
Because, you see, Jalen Hurts is just passive-aggressive, right? Just doesn't get involved.
Whereas Baker,
Baker would just be like yelling.
It would be so spectacular. Also, if it ends up Bucks-Eagles in the playoffs, which it seems to have the past few years, that would just be fantastic. Yeah,
it'd be awesome.
Would love that.
Give us a couple of more NFL games.
Okay. I shall spin.
Because college this week was a little bit disappointing on solid games.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, boy.
Come
on. Okay. It's Falcons versus Dolphins.
Probably the most irrelevant game in the NFL today.
Yes.
But how bad? I mean, who are the Atlanta Falcons?
I don't know. And what happened to their run game? That's what I want to know. It feels like Carmen San Diego, isn't it?
Well, this is my second declaration today.
Where is the run game?
The Kirk Cousins era is over.
I didn't realize that era was even open.
Well, as you said earlier.
Oh, yes, before we started. You shouldn't have played him. Shouldn't have played him because now all his value is gone. Because before, people would probably trade for him going, and maybe I'll give you a sixth rounder for this guy. But now it goes, oh, gosh, no, thank you.
So the Atlanta game completely shut down. Run game shut down. Yep. 11 first downs, 22 minutes of possession.
And what happened to the Falcons' defense? It was really good. 4 touchdowns by Tua Tagovailoa.
No interceptions.
Almost 100 yards by Jalen Waddle. Oh, no.
No.
Don't know what happened there.
So it's probably saved Mike McDaniels' job.
For a week.
For a week. And the Atlanta Falcons, I think old mate's on the hot seat at the Falcons.
Shall we? Oh, you thought he was going to be gone. Wasn't that one of your hot takes?
Yeah.
We're spinning?
Yeah.
Oh, the Sunday nighter. Yep, Sunday nighter, Steelers versus Packers.
Well, this was the game where Aaron Rodgers was bidding to be the fifth quarterback to beat all 32 teams, and it looked that way for about 2.5 quarters.
Until Tucker Kraft took on National Tight End Day, all for himself, and got 143 yards.
So only 4 teams have ever beaten, 4 quarterbacks have beaten every team.
Yes.
And you'll know who all of them are.
Drew Brees, Tom Brady. I've just hit a blank. Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Brett Favre, fourth one.
Come on,
Matt Ryan.
No,
did he not?
No,
when he was with the Colts, he didn't beat the Falcons.
No,
that's really interesting. I would have thought he would have.
The one I thought you would have absolutely got, you didn't get.
Tom Brady.
You got Tom Brady.
Oh, did I get Tom Brady?
Got Brady, Brees, and...
Favre.
Favre was the one I thought you might not get.
Joe Flacco?
No.
I didn't think it would be Joe Flacco.
No.
I'm just trying to think of quarterbacks who've been around for ages.
Not playing anymore.
Are you talking about like quarterbacks back in the 70s who changed teams? Okay, so you're only talking about recent
teams. Very recent, yeah.
Okay, because there were two that did beat, which was Joe Montana and someone else, who did beat the... all 30 teams before it went to the expanded league. Who was the fourth one then?
Peyton Manning.
Oh, yeah.
Went to Denver and beat Indianapolis. Yeah, Packers Steelers, wow. Brandon McManus obviously got injured before, and you could tell because he could not kick for a toffee. Missed 2 field goals in the first half. Was all over the place.
Because he was injured earlier this season.
That's right, yeah. And he was injured again, and they rolled him out. But most points in the first half for the Steelers since week 1 against the Jets.
Can I also take a moment to say, Chess, how ugly the Steelers' uniforms were?
Those were the 1930 throwback
they
uniforms.
They were so ugly. They were very hard to watch. Like, what? Did you like those uniforms?
No, they're awful. I'm colourblind and they were awful.
They're very distracting. It was so ugly.
Colourblind and they were awful. Can I give you a wild stat?
Sure.
Wild stat.
Is it about Micah Parsons?
No.
Oh, it's not.
It's not.
Okay.
So what do you think about the Packers, their chance to win the Super Bowl this year?
I probably rank them like 6 or 7 now. They had a really hot start, but now they've it's kind of teetered, so I'm not really sure. Yeah, I'd probably go 5th or 6.
So they've had 3 quarterbacks that have won Super Bowls.
Yes. Star, Favre, and...
Rodgers. They were all 27 years old when they won their first Super Bowl.
Is that interesting how old Jordan Love is?
Jordan Love is 27 years old in about a month's time. The 27 Club. Now, normally the 27 Club is reserved for music for a very different dark reason. But the 27 Club at the Packers is a real thing. Oh. I had no idea about that until I saw it today. That they all won for the first time at 27. And this year, Jordan Love is 27.
Does he get a... Oh, no, because Rodgers also didn't play the first few years.
No.
Hmm.
Wow. Give it a spin. I reckon we can fit one more in. Then we'll go to college. Yeah. It's going to give us a great game. There were two good games today, real good games. And it's not going to pick either of them.
No, instead it's going to pick Eagles versus Giants.
Oh, dear.
Which was just, yeah, as we've already discussed, Gadabo injury, yeah. I think, heavily mentally affected the team. And then it just kind of got worse from there for them.
Jalen Hurts' record the last 13 home games is absolutely remarkable. I think he's 12-1, and I think he's thrown something like 17 touchdowns and no interceptions.
Got it. Another tight end who went off with 2 touchdowns today.
Yes.
On National Tight Ends Day.
Yes. Barkley and Bigsby both ran over 100 yards.
Mm-hmm.
There were some dodgy calls in this game as well.
Okay, so the tush push, it was a fumble.
Yeah, it was a fumble.
Kayvon Thibodeau got the ball.
Ripped it out.
And you couldn't even say it was blown dead before, because it was blown dead after he got the ball.
Shocking.
It was genuinely terrible.
And then there was one later in the game as well, which was another terrible call. I can't recall what it was. And I went, this is a massive, you know, with everything you're watching with the Ken Williamson thing, you're like, seriously? That was a fumble, 100%.
All around, the Eagles were just more explosive on the day.
Way better. Yeah, way, way better.
It was pretty, like, they did get 5 sacks. The Eagles got 5 sacks on the Giants, and then the Giants returned the favour with 4 sacks.
Yes.
So it wasn't like the offensive lines played well for either team. This, it's just...
No.
That's what it is.
The Eagles were just better.
Yeah.
They were just better. And when Scadabo went, that was it. Because he'd literally just scored a touchdown before. So it's a shame, because I don't think he's the most talented player, but
he's
just
the heart
someone,
of the team.
Yeah, he's just someone you can get behind, right?
So
he's just someone, you know, when you've got someone like that in your team, you will push through the wall.
Do you know who he unfortunately also sad news of? Doug Martin. He reminds me of Doug Martin. Do you know how Doug Martin was just like all pure muscle?
Yeah.
It felt like just like hitting people. That's also feels Scatterbo as well. Yeah. Just like pure solid muscle hitting people.
The Doug Martin news was terrible, right?
It was shocking, yeah.
How international, globally famous stars end up in this position, I really don't know how that happens.
Well, his, unfortunately, I think, had a lot to do with CTE as well.
Mm, yeah.
Similar to like Vincent Jackson on the Buccaneers as well.
Mm.
Okay, that was great sad news. We're doing really well.
Sad news to finish another section. Do you want to go college?
Let's go.
Please, please don't.
Sooners.
Oh, versus Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
Great game. Terrible weather.
So you're happy
there? Terrible weather.
You're happy with the wheel?
It was a great game. Thank you, wheel. Terrible weather.
Yes, it was. It was really shocking.
I found a stat out about this game I was really surprised about. You know I like stats.
I know you like stats.
This was Ole Miss's first win against a ranked opponent on the road since Lane Kiffin took over as coach.
I did see that.
That is insane.
The Rebels.
Before this week, Ole Miss were the only team in the top 70 offense that Oklahoma had played.
Damn.
I thought that Mateo was actually going to be a good quarterback, but I watched him this weekend and he holds the ball too long and took way too many sacks. He got injured after about 3 games and he's not the same player.
No, he's not. But yeah, the defense for the Rebels really pulled it out with the edge. Prince Will having 2 tackles for loss and 1.5 sacks.
The Ole Miss quarterback, is his name Trinidad
Chamblay
or something like
Chamblay.
That? He's good.
He's really
bad.
Good. 300 yards passing and 50 yards rushing. He was pretty much their whole offense.
Yeah. But like...
Yet another time where the quarterback was pretty much the lead rusher. Because you said this the other week, and then I just keep seeing it and seeing it over again, because the other one was Texas A&M, where the quarterback was the lead rusher.
Yeah.
Like, what?
It's happening all the time. It's a college thing, and this is what's interesting, right? How many of those college quarterbacks that are rushing quarterbacks, and if we end up getting to Vanderbilt, we'll talk about that as well at the moment. It just seems to be a thing in college. I mean, obviously, Jaden Daniels at LSU last year, that's translated to the NFL, but a lot of these, they think they can just start running, and they just get crushed.
Do you see what Josh Allen finally got caught in the backfield today by the Panthers?
Yeah.
I think he looked a bit stunned by it as well. But yeah, the,
what are you doing here? Is this not offside?
It's funny. Okay, spinning.
Spin it. We're going to get through a few.
We are. And we're going to talk about one of the best teams in college, Indiana.
Yes, they
Why
are.
Why did you want this team on the...
Well, the reason I wanted this game is because UCLA had actually had a couple of upsets.
Yes.
They seem to have righted the ship, sacked the coach, righted the ship. And then Indiana were the top team playing this week as well. So I think it's always good to cover the top team playing that week, and number two. But they just trounced UCLA.
Oh, completely just destroyed.
Crushed them.
There was 500 yards almost.
Interception to open the score in. UCLA going on 4th and 7 in the first quarter. I was like, what are you doing?
Well, because they knew.
What are you doing?
They knew.
Trying to pull a fake play.
They knew. I also like, in which I said, I didn't know the younger brother was the backup. I thought that was funny. I was like, oh, it's a different Mendoza now. What's going on here?
Alberto and Fernando.
Alberto and Fernando.
Yeah. So brothers both scoring touchdown. I went and did a bit of research on this. Actually, happened a lot more than what you think. Mm. But I think it's the first time since 2015. And I think now this is the second time this year that they've both scored a touchdown in the same game. So, Fernando Mendoza, probably favourite for the Heisman at the moment, I would say.
Yes, and probably favourite first overall pick at the moment as well.
Yeah, Julian's saying Ohio State, but the problem
comes out.
Ohio State quarterbacks never really play well in the NFL.
Because CJ Stroud.
CJ Stroud,
Justin Fields.
Justin Fields is the one I was really thinking of,
I just mean CJ Stroud was the last one there.
Yeah.
Kind of had the potential.
I mean, he had a great game today.
Yeah, he did.
And, home to the Broncos next week. Next one. Please not.
Please not what? Please not your team, the Tigers?
I would prefer to talk about the Tigers.
Well, we are talking about the Tigers.
Excellent.
That's why I said the Tigers.
Excellent.
Please not. Why do you keep putting games on this that you don't want to talk about? I was surprised when you sent through you wanted to talk about Alabama. I was like, oh, okay.
Well, I would mind to talk about Alabama because all the glory trailers jump on the Alabama bandwagon, but I'm not bitter and twisted. So LSU, first half.
Fine.
Incredibly competitive, 18-14 up. Two interceptions, safety.
Second half, they took some sleeping pills.
Casey Concepcione, 3 punt returns for over 130 yards, one of which went to a touchdown. Marcel Reed, 202 yards passing, 108 yards running. Just like the LSU defense just completely capitulated. Had Kelly not been sacked today, then I would have been like, he's got to go. But luckily, LSU have found $100 million from somewhere, because that's what the estimate was. So I was watching some LSU coverage last night. And for him, his background staff, and to recruit new coaching, new staff, $100 million is what it probably was going to cost to get that put right.
What is wrong with Nussmeier? He looks very injured. And then he was just getting crushed.
Well, he got taken out. He got taken out at the end of the game.
Like just... It just looked terrible, and then he could barely get up. It looked awful.
He got taken out at the end of the game. I think he is injured. I think he's playing injured. I think this is a dead year for LSU. John's just texted me and gone, you're just bitter and twisted. Yes, I am. I was just about to say something then, but I don't think it's factual, so I won't say it. I'm not going to say it. Because I think Alabama might have won a national championship more recently than LSU. Texas A&M at 8-0 for the first time since 1992.
Yeah, let's go Aggies.
Yeah.
12 men up. Yella, yella.
Stayed a third-ranked team, keeping Alabama in fourth, which was amazing.
Do you reckon the Aggies will do well in the playoffs? They seem to historically not do.
No.
So it's a shame, really.
It is. It's all good because Alabama are going to get absolutely thumped in 2 weeks' time when LSU come off a bye with a new coach. And it's going to happen in Tuscaloosa. I'm going to get John on the show that Monday, I reckon.
John is apparently listening, so I'm sure he can text and say he will be on the show.
I'm going to bring him into the studio that day if he's interested.
You're going to drive him in.
If you
you're going to take him kidnapped.
If you're listening, send me a text message and tell me that
please
you want to come on the show. Come on, John.
Please don't kidnap John.
I can't afford to kidnap him. He's like one of our most if not important staff that we've got at work. So I can't kidnap him and get rid of him.
I didn't think you were going to get rid of him. I just didn't want you forcibly tying him to a chair show because I wouldn't know what to do.
Anyway, spin the wheel. When LSU were terrible. Brian Kelly's been sacked. It's going to be interesting to see where LSU go
okay,
from here.
Well, I'm swapping it to the NFL because I'm hoping for more positive content.
No, there's more content. Come on, give us college. There's going to be some content.
Is there going to be some content?
Yeah, let's talk about... Sweet!
No, we're not. We're actually talking about... Oh, no, this is hilarious. Hi, John. We're talking about Alabama.
Did you watch this game?
Did you not?
I did. Yes, I did. And a 22-14 with 2 minutes to go. I wasn't feeling hopeful because I thought Alabama would get the ball back. But then the quarterback to fumble the ball, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, South Carolina were 22-14 up with 2 minutes to go.
I know, and then Bernard's.
And then... fumbled the ball with 1:39 when they were driving to just get a field goal to win.
Yeah, and Bernard scored 2 touchdowns in the final 2 minutes. I don't really know what happened either.
South Carolina should have won this game.
Yeah, they should have, and they didn't. I'm surprised their head coach has not been fired.
No, I know. The Alabama quarterback, I'm not sold on him yet.
I know you're not, but he does play very hard.
Doesn't throw a great ball.
But he plays, very hard. He plays well. Like, it's not like he's not going out there trying to win.
I mean, Alabama, I wish he'd just stop sending me, memes of the dancing Alabama elephant.
Okay, awesome. Why is Alabama's thing an elephant? The elephant is really distracting. It's weird. Why is it an elephant? What does that have to do with Roll Tide? It makes no sense to me when I see the elephant. I go, why are you here?
Because it's Alabama and that's what they do in the South.
Did they just go Alabama? Kind of sounds like elephant.
Alabama.
Yeah.
Alabama. Oh. Yeah, look, I mean, they're going to be in the playoffs, obviously, unless they capitulate. I mean,
Do you think they should be ranked ahead of Georgia?
Yeah, because they beat Georgia.
Okay.
So they deserve that on that. If you do it on merit, then yes. So...
I thought you didn't think Alabama did anything on merit.
No, I think Alabama are heavily favoured by the AP, but let's not go there.
You said go there. You always go there.
Do you want any? Have you got a college comment? Do you want to comment on anything before we move off college?
I have been commenting. I also am still
on some we haven't commented on that we haven't commented on thus far.
What do you want me to speak on?
Well, anything. I mean, for me, I talk about Diego Pavia.
You always talk about Diego Pavia.
I think he's completely overrated. He just gives me Tim Tebow vibes.
I'm sorry, the wheel did not pick you to say these things, you're not allowed to say these things.
That's why I asked if you wanted to say anything.
No, I thought you were asking about Arkansas blowing something again, going blow hawks blow.
They did blow again. They did.
They do all the time. I thought that's what you were asking me about, and I was like, sure, I can talk about it, but it's the same old bloody thing I've been saying this whole time.
Auburn actually benched their quarterback.
I know.
And it's that's what just, turns the game.
It's, yeah. No, the Auburn quarterback got injured. He got injured and carted off.
Yeah. But Auburn is one of six
is John
FBS
coming?
Teams. No, he hasn't answered. I don't think he wants to come to the studio. Because I think he knows that Alabama are going to lose in Tuscaloosa to LSU.
Do you think he knows this?
I think he knows this.
And that's why he doesn't want
to come in the studio. Because me and you are going to watch the Arkansas-LSU game together.
Yes.
Yes, as long as it's not 4 a.m.
Honestly, at this point, don't know what way that game's going to go.
If it's 4 a.m., then I'll watch it on remote with you.
Yes,
but
I have to do that. I honestly, at this point, have no idea if that's going to, what way is that going to go, LSU or Arkansas?
I reckon it depends which coach LSU get and whether Nussmeier plays or not. Quick 30 seconds, Commanders-Chiefs tomorrow night. Where are you picking?
I am picking Chiefs.
Well, 35-14, I reckon.
The Chiefs.
I reckon it's going to be an absolute pounding.
Other games I'm looking forward to seeing this week, Steelers-Colts this weekend. Should be a fun game.
Do you fancy the Colts?
Yeah, definitely.
Got to fancy the Colts.
Oh, 100%.
Right?
Bills-Chiefs, always a fun matchup in the regular season.
Oh, it's always the Bills that win, though, right?
Yeah, it always is.
And
then it gets to the playoffs.
I don't think the Bills have got a good enough defense to hold the Chiefs this year, though.
Texans defense against the Broncos. Broncos also have their Pat Surtain out.
Yes.
Not a good sign, no.
But
Texans offense is probably not good enough for that, so.
That'll be a closer game than what you think.
Commanders Seahawks, also fun. Oh. Dan Quinn and Bobby Wagner returning.
That's right. That'll be the Seahawks. The Commanders are not good this year.
Otherwise, college, Tennessee versus Oklahoma, this game people are talking about, Texas versus Vanderbilt, and Maryland versus Indiana. All fun games.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed. There are some very big games coming this week. So that's it. That's an hour done.
It is an hour
done. Another done. We will go best puddings. Don't forget to get on all the social media. Subscribe, like, follow if you're watching this on YouTube or listening on podcast. That's us for the week. I've been Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
Have a great week and look forward to entertaining you next Monday night. 104.6